This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. With a general election on the way in Greece, Europe is bracing itself for another bout of euro turmoil. Some scenarios could mean Greece might abandon the European single currency with unpredictable consequences around Europe. In the face of this potential mayhem, there are still countries that covet the euro and want in on the zone. Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports on the small Baltic state of Lithuania.
An odd New Year ceremony. After the countdown to midnight, government ministers gathered around an ATM and triumphantly withdrew a single note, the first euro note to circulate in Lithuania. We've done it, bragged the finance minister. We've got the euro, but is this a reason to celebrate?
Why would you buy a ticket for the Titanic after they've hit the iceberg?
The euro has been holed below the waterline. It could even break up if the Greeks are thrown overboard. But Andy Birch of IHS Global Insight says little storm-tossed Lithuania feels safer lashing itself to the euro mast.
At least there's not the worry that the Lithuanian currency is on its own in the global economy.
Now, as a Eurozone member, Lithuania is part of the world's second biggest currency, but not everyone's happy about it. In a mock funeral complete with coffin and mock mourners, some of the 40% of Lithuanians who opposed euro membership lamented the death of their old currency, the litas.
We're very sad and very proud to say farewell to litas today.
By giving up their own money, these people fear they're losing the power to fully manage their economy. But, says analyst Simon Tilford, euro membership deals with a more fundamental fear.
All of the Baltic governments believe that eurozone membership will help protect them against Russian aggression.
Already in NATO, Lithuania wants to embed itself even more securely in the West to ward off the former occupying power, which President Dalia Grybauskaitė, speaking in her office, describes as
brutal and aggressive. We lived with this neighbor 50 years under occupation, and we never, never, ever will allow anybody to occupy us once more.
Ironically, Lithuania is giving up some of its sovereignty in order to guarantee its independence. At the European desk, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.